The huge plasma screen dominated the small area to the side of the amphitheatre. It flickered into life. On it, the progress bar inched its way along. It was almost halfway now. In the background, the rattle of gunfire was getting closer. "Stop this immediately," Fenscher said loudly. His voice was full of authority, but Harper seemed not to hear. Venture stepped closer, but two of the guards pulled him away before he could reach Harper. Klein was again listening to the reports coming in through his earpiece.
"If you really can't get us reinforcements," he told Harper urgently, "then we need them now."
"And you shall have them."
The slowly filling progress bar shrank to a smaller version in a window at the top corner of the screen. The rest of the screen was now taken up with the familiar wireframe model of the pyramid.
"Though in just a few minutes, when the code is fully compiled so it can be run and the model is complete, I shall be able to call off your assailants."
At the click of a control, figures appeared in the pyramid.
"Your guards, Mr. Klein," Harper said. "And," he clicked on another control, "your attackers."
More figures appeared, outnumbering the first. The new figures were shown in blue, Klein's men in green. It was like watching an old shoot-'em-up computer game, as the blue figures slowly forced back their green opponents, moving slowly but steadily through the pyramid. Green bodies were lying on the ground, blue figures stepping over them as they advanced.
"Now then," Harper said again, "let's see if we can even up the odds, shall we?"
He reached for the mouse and the image moved, panning down to the amphitheatre below the pyramid. In the window at the top of the screen, the progress bar inched closer and closer to completion. The rock walls at the edge of the cavern, the sides of the huge cave itself, began to bulge and ripple. The solid rock was like the sea. Shapes were forming just below the surface, pushing themselves out through the walls of the cave as if they were elastic. The cave walls stretched and burst. Figures made of earth and stone, crude, lumpy, misshapen creatures, forced their way out. The ground burst. An earthen fist punched through the sandy floor. It rose upwards, an arm, then a whole body growing up out of the ground. A forest of arms, followed by more and more of the creatures, rising like divers from a swamp. As one, they turned slowly in the direction of the passageway leading into the main pyramid and started to walk slowly, stiffly, inexorably towards it.